Welcome to the Major Thread Podcast, where we talk about the Bible, baseball, and just anything we want to talk about. Many of you know that Daniel received his full and complete healing on Tuesday, October 5th, when he stepped from this world into the arms of Jesus. Daniel fought a long 2-year battle against cancer. Even though God did not grant Daniel temporal healing on this earth, God granted Daniel full eternal healing. Now, Daniel is not to be pitied for the battle he fought or his leaving this earth to be with his Father in heaven. If any of us are to be pitied, it's us who are left on this earth. Because, see, we must continue our struggle with sin and our struggle with suffering in this world until God calls us home or until God comes to get us. Daniel's finished. Daniel has fought the fight. He has ran the race. He has finished the course. And he has heard those words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I do want you to know that this is going to be the last episode ever of the Major Thread Podcast. As long as I can, I'm going to leave these episodes up on our website and on iTunes. So whenever you want to hear his voice, then all you will have to do is at least go to the website or go to iTunes, and these are going to be available to you. Daniel and I talked many times that we wanted to record again, but his health just wouldn't allow it. For this last episode of the Major Thread Podcast, I want you to listen in on an interview that David Haynes and I had with Daniel when he first learned about his diagnosis. I want you to hear the important things he says. I want you to hear about the important things he says about his faith in God. And now, if you want to listen to the full episode, then you can find it on the website ministrymarks.com, or you can find it on iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, you just need to search for the Ministry Marks podcast. And the title of the episode is Cancer, Life-Changing News. First, I want you to hear that Daniel was always thankful for the support he received from his family, his friends, and his churches. This first brief clip is one of him speaking about Anna and how strong she's been through the whole process. Now, he says a lot more about Anna in the full episode about how she really liked taking care and putting the medicine through his port and all of those things. I didn't include that here in this episode, so you need to listen to it on the other website or on the other podcast, but just listen to what he says about Anna.
She's just been a rock solid through all this and been right there by my side. And I can't think of how anybody can go through this without that support.
Later, Daniel turns his attention to just general support he got from like churches like Fellowship in Ripley, Meadowood in Amory, and Holly in Alcorn County. He also talks about his extended family, the extended family of friends and coaches that he's had over the years. But he also talks about his own family.
I've got a lot of family support across this nation. I've got friends I went to college with that are pastors now, from Chicago, North Carolina, to Idaho, to, you know, you name it, Alabama, the Bogalusa, Louisiana, that I've got letters from and cards from and money from and prayers all over. But to simplify it through my close-knit family, my life, I feel like I have three churches that are family-oriented. My mother and daddy-in-law at Fellowship Baptist Church over in Ripley or Dumas, wherever you want. Buena Vista, I don't know where you call it. It's all the same to me. But Tippah
but
County.
It's not to them. Yeah. It's all separate to them.
It's all Southern Tippah County, I guess, or wherever. But Fellowship Baptist Church is praying, you know, lights out because of my in-laws. Meadowood Baptist Church in Amory, Dr. Lloyd Swed and Rita are great people, and that's where my dad's a deacon at, and mom teaches Sunday school there. They're overwhelmed with support there. And I know I got that church. My brother goes there also, teaches Sunday school there also. And then here at Holly, can't say enough about this place. Just crazy. And I've got friends at Clint Hoots.
That's how I first heard about it.
That's right.
In our deacons meeting, our deacons are praying for you because one of our deacons, Coach Clint Hoots, is a good friend of yours from way back. Yep. And he told us about it, and you're on our prayer list.
And you say family. Then there's the coaching family. We all know each other in the coaching family, like pastors have them. All the pastors know each other. You know, if you went to Blue Mountain, then you're a pastor, and then you know each other. And y'all,
that's right.
Just like coaches are. And I'm so overwhelming of all the baseball, high school baseball coaches in North Mississippi that's reached out that are praying, that I know they're praying, that they go to church. And wherever they go to church at, I'm on that prayer list. And then there's the Kossuth baseball community and family, the teacher, the faculty that are there, that they're dispersed all over Alcorn County in churches, whether it be Pentecostal church or Baptist church, Church of Christ. They're everywhere. And you see that support there also. And of course the baseball players and moms and dads have been great, you know, and that's, to me, it's all family.
How much does that mean to you?
It means a great deal to me. You don't think about it. It means a great deal to open up a mailbox and see 4 or 5 cards from Holly Baptist Church. People write you a letter. I get a card from Meadowood on Wednesday nights. They do a prayer list, and they'll have my name on a card. And everybody that's in the sanctuary will sign it, and they'll email me. I mean, not email me. They'll mail me, the old time of giving information.
Snail mail.
Yeah, snail mail me that card, and I'll get to see everybody's name, because being a part of Meadowood, I know all of their names, and they'll write little "I love you," you know, out beside their name, and my mom and dad's names on there, that I'm seeing my mom and dad's name. They're praying for their son. It's on the card. My brother's name will be on there, and Robert and Randy Mitchell, who are good friends of ours, you know, will be on there, and they'll write little stupid stuff on there because they know it's going to me, you know, and it's fun to get that prayer card and see what everybody says, you know.
I also want you to hear his hope that he had in Christ. He wanted God to receive all of the honor and glory for what he was going through. It was painful. It was tough on him. It was tough on his family. But through it all, he wanted God to receive the glory and for God to use his suffering for honor and glory to God's name, but also so others may come to know Christ.
And in my case, death has never bothered me. The only thing that I fear is, you know, leaving the kids and wife. You know, they've got to deal with it. I'm okay. You know, I'm like, I'm in a win-win situation here. You know, if everything works out, I'm good. If I don't make it to Christmas next year, then I'll be walking beside John and he'd be showing me the Jasper walls or something, you know? I feel like I'm fine. I'm coming out on the good end of this thing. Like I said, I'm going to fight it best I can. And we're going to fight, and whatever happens, happens, but we'll leave it at that. Now, the most important thing I want is whatever happens, God gets glory for it. In all aspects of it. And that, to me, that's the most important thing, because people are going to see how I react to it. People are going to see how my wife reacts to things, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
That's not a natural way of reacting to a diagnosis like cancer. That is a reaction based upon scripture and based upon discipleship and based upon hearing sermons and prayer and walking with God, you know.
Yeah, it's being in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. That's really what it is.
Yeah, because a natural reaction would be to be upset, to be angry, to be all of those things. But I really like what he said, that God would be honored and glorified through what happens. So
Well, it needs to be a testimony for sure.
Is there something else you want to say?
I was going to say one more thing along the lines of the situation I'm dealt with and hoping and praying God gets all the glory for this. My situation is unique, of course, and I've always said I'm glad it's me and not anybody else. If what I go through, I have not done just tons for the kingdom. If this is my cross to bear, if I reach one person or one person gets saved through all this, then I'm fine with it. I'm good with this. I'm good with having it. I'll wear this. I'll take it. I'll do it if it reaches one person, and I'm all right with it.
Daniel hoped that his suffering would somehow bring honor and glory to God, and that God would somehow use that to touch another person's life. I can say confidently that Daniel's suffering, Daniel's life, truly impacted me and my walk with Christ. I'm thankful for the time that I got to spend with him. I'm thankful how he discipled me, and we got to sharpen each other while we walked this earth for a short period of time. I look forward to the day that I get to see Daniel again. Maybe one day when I get to heaven, Daniel and John will get to show me around, show me those walls made of precious stones, streets made out of gold, the gates made out of pearl. Until then, God's got more work for me to do here, and he's got more work for all of you to do as well. Thank you for joining the Major Thread Podcast today. This is the last episode of the Major Thread Podcast. As I've said, I'm going to try to leave these up as long as I can so that we can always hear Daniel's voice.